This first reading today, as we hear from the prophet Isaiah, takes place in the context where King Ahaz has been found out that the surrounding tribes and nations are coming against him. They're attacking him. And Isaiah, and he's very much afraid. He's going to go and try to get some help from Egypt in order to drive away these people. And Isaiah is sent from God and says, you know, don't worry about them. They're going to be nothing. Ask for a sign from God. Be it as high as the skies or as deep as the netherworld so that you may believe. The problem is, Ahaz doesn't want to believe. Ahaz doesn't want to trust God. And so he hides behind some false humility and says, oh, no, no, no. I must not tempt the Lord. I must not go there. I'm sure that's exactly what he did. And Israel says, or Isaiah rather says, Is it not too much for you to tempt human beings? Must you also test the Lord your God? Says, so God will give you this sign. If you don't believe him, he's going to give you a sign. If you're not going to ask for a sign, he'll give you this sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and he shall be named Emmanuel. And then he goes on and says, and by the time he's old enough to be weaned, you know what? These other tribes that are coming against us, they're going to be gone. They're not even going to be a nation. They will be forgotten. But Ahaz doesn't believe, he doesn't want to believe, and he goes and does his own thing. But that beautiful prophecy, which calls for a trust in God, Emmanuel, which means God is with us, that prophecy has rung up through the ages, and then Matthew picks it up and says, yes, this is the one, Jesus. He is the true Emmanuel. God is with us. And we hear it again repeated in the gospel today, where Joseph has been somewhat afraid to take Mary into his home. Why? Well, three different versions. I'm not going to get into it now. You can ask me later if you're interested. I spoke about it this week at Daily Mass. But in any case, there are three different ways Joseph is afraid to take Mary into his home. And the angel appears to him in a dream and says, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Some people have said that there, in the scriptures, God has said in one form or another, do not be afraid, 365 times. It's one for each day of the year. Do you think he means it? And yet so often, we like Ahaz, we doubt. We doubt what God really wants of us. We doubt if we can really trust him. We doubt because of our own circumstances whether God really is Emmanuel. God is with us. On the other side, we have Joseph, who says, yes, I will trust. And he takes Mary into his home. Joseph, the man of the gospel, who then goes and has to defend his family, which we'll hear in I think it's next Sunday, from the wrath of Herod. Joseph, who travels with Mary to Bethlehem, which we'll hear this coming week as Christmas comes upon us. Joseph, who gives so much of himself, he trusts in God, even when he doesn't understand, even when he doesn't know what it's supposed to look like. He trusts in God. Do we trust God? Do we trust him with our own struggles in our lives? And our struggles very often can be very big. They can be as big as cancer. We might struggle with lack of a job or lack of sufficient employment so that we can pay for our house or whatever. We may struggle with inter-family things. Interpersonal struggles. We may struggle with a child or a grandchild who is an addict, or family that refused to come to church anymore, who refused to go to God's love. But this is the promise of Christmas. This is the promise of the gospel today, that Jesus is Emmanuel. God is with us. He says, I am with you. Trust me. Trust my love. Trust that I'm taking care of you. Trust that the struggles, no matter how big or how small, that I can overcome them. God says, come to me, all you who labor and are burdened. I am here. I am here. So often we run from him. He says, don't run from me, run to me. Run to my heart. I love you so much. Will we allow the God of the universe to be God with us? Or will we keep him out there? Will we keep him at arm's length and say, I'm going to not test you, God. But God says, but I want to get close to you. I want to get close to your heart. And he gives us this great grace of the Eucharist. What higher way could there be than the Eucharist, where God says, see, I am with you so much, I am making myself weak enough for you to do with me as you will. I'm making myself small enough for you to take me into yourself, to consume me, so that I can be one with you. I'm making myself silent enough that I will not shout at you, but only in the silence of your heart will you be able to hear my voice whispering, I love you. I love you. I love you. God is Emmanuel. God is with us. Will we trust his love? Not 2,000 years ago. It's not God was with us. Will we trust his love here and now today? God is with us in our hearts, in our lives.